assembled, I asked Narayan. Did we get close?
We would have had him if those others hadn't alerted him. Sindhu wasn't 10 feet from him.
Where is he? Sindhu had not come back. I hated to lose him. Narayan grinned.
He's healthy. We lost only 2 stranglers. Those you don't see got caught in the confusion and fled to the city.
For once I did not mind his grin. Quick thinking, Narayan. You think he'll find many friends there?
A few. Mostly I wanted him to get to your friends, those who might not be enchanted with that Mogaba.
Mogaba was not much of a problem yet. He was in no position to trouble me. The cure for him was to let him rot. I could just pretend to look for ways to relieve the city while actually only training my men till they suffered the illusion they were soldiers. Meantime, Mogaba could wear the enemy down for me. The flaw, of course, was that Shadow Spinner had allies who might decide to help him. Dejagore and its surroundings were not worth much anymore, but the city did have symbolic value. The Shadowlands were more heavily populated down south. The peoples there would be watching. The fate of Dejagore could decide the fate of the Shadowmaster's empire. If they lost the city and we looked likely to move south again, the oppressed might revolt. All that passed through my mind while I tried to muster strength enough to cross the hills to our camp. I could not make it. Ram had to help me. Chapter 47. The riders paused to consider the hill beside the road. The woman said, "She's sure gotten them busy." What had been a bald hilltop a few weeks ago now boasted a maze of stonework. Construction looked like a day-and-night project.
"She gets things done."
Croker wondered how Lady was getting on down south. He wondered why they had come here. "She does. Damn her." The sorceress touched him gently like a lover. She did that all the time now, and she looked so much like Lady. He had trouble resisting. She smiled. She knew what he was thinking. He had his justifications lined up. She had the battle halfway won. He ground his teeth, stared at the fortress, and ignored her. She touched him again. He tried to remark on the layout of the fortress, found nothing would come out. He looked at her again, wide-eyed.
"Just a precaution, my love. You haven't surrendered your heart, but in time you'll come around. Come, let's visit our friends."
She urged her stallion forward. Circling crows led the way. Ketcher wanted to attract attention. She got it. She was a beautiful and exotic woman. He understood when she spoke to a man as though she knew him. She meant to pass as Lady. No wonder she wanted him mute. No one paid him any heed. As they passed through the press of sweating men and animals, dust and clatter, the stench of labor and dung, only the insects noticed him. In this he might disappear, if her attention lapsed, if the crows became distracted. Could they pick him out of such a mob? She led the way toward the works atop the hill, already nearing completion. She paused again and again to speak to men, usually about matters of no consequence. She was not playing the role right if she meant to usurp Lady. Lady's manner was distant and imperious, unless she was striving for a specific result. Of course, she wanted word spread that Lady was back. What was she up to? His conscience told him he had